Shalom to all. Today's Daf is in Shalom Sachem Daf Samach Beis, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud. And the Vilna Sfirah Daf, it's on Nun Beis Amud Beis, about halfway through with the words of Ami Bai. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're in the middle of discussion. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim which lists a number of different situations when a kohen who's in a state of psul of doing avoda did avoda, so it's possible. And one of those is when he did avoda when he was tamei, so the carbon's possible. Now Duray Mai, the Chum of the South, explained this only refers to tum of ziva or tzaras, but not tum Mace. And actually, if a kohen did avoda while he was tamei mace, b'diavad it's valid. We're not going to get into their svara why. The bottom line is, though, yesterday Rish Lakish had asked two questions, both which were either refuted or answered, and the Rav Yitzchak Bar Gufta asked a question on this. We ended up without an answer. And now we have another question. This is going to be from Rav Ami. Now, it's important to remember the following. One who became tamei with a light level of tuma, even if he went to the mikvah, is called a tvol yahim. That means he immersed that day. So he's tar regarding certain things, but regarding others, such as doing avoda, he's still considered tamei until Harev Shemesh, nightfall. Now there's another called Mechoser Kippurim, who's so tamei that he needs to bring a karbon the next day. That's his Kippurim, that's his atonement. And for him, Harev Shemesh isn't enough. He needs to bring his karbon. Then knowing that, we have our question on Duray Mai. Rav Ami Bai, Rav Ami asked the following question. Hahein tamei ma'atavid lei. This case of tamei in the Mishnah, what do you do with it? How do you explain it? B'tamei tuma ziva, tuma saras. As we had just said, according to Duray Mai, it's only referring to a kain who did avoida when he was tamei with tuma zav or with saras. Then the avoid is puzzle. The problem is, Vatanin Mechoser Kippurim. The Mishnah also lists if a kohen is mechusar kapara and he does avoda, it's pasul. Now, who's a mechusar kapara? Somebody who's tamei with toma ziva or tsaras. He not only has to go to the mikvah, but he also has to bring a carbon the next day. Now, imish atavu mechalel, if according to you, Duray Mai, that even after he went to the mikvah, if he does avoda before he brings his karbonos, he's mechal the carbon, he pasuls it, and that's what mechusar kapara is referring to. Like kol shekain ad sheloy taval, wouldn't we say for sure before he goes to the mikvah and he's just in a regular plain state of toma ziva or tzaras, that if he does avoid it, it's possible. So according to Duray Mai, why does Mishnah need to say tamei? That's included in mechusar kapara. And also, hahein tvul yoimat avid lei. How do you, Duray Mai, explain when Mishnah says tvul yoim? If a kohen is a tvul yoim, he was tamei, but he went to the mikveh that day, it's just not yet harav shemesh, that if he does avoida, it's possible. B'tvul yoim in ames, do you want to say it's referring to that he was tamei mace? It was the seventh day of his tahara process. He went to the mikveh, just wasn't harav shemesh. If he does avoid in that case, he possels it. How could that be? As a chami, come and see. Tamei tmei mace ain't a mechavel. According to Duray Mai, even if he's 100% tamei mace, if he did avoda b'diavad, it doesn't ruin it. Like kol shekain tevul yoim in ames, shouldn't we say for sure that if he's already at the stage of tevul yoim, that he went to the mikvah, it's just not harav shemesh yet? Then in that case, there's no psul. El rather, what do you want to say? Tevul yoim in asheretz. Then when the Mishnah says tevul yoim, is referring to tevul yoim in asheretz, meaning the kohen touched a dead sheretz, that makes him tamei, so he went to the mikvah. But again, it's still daytime and it's not yet harav shemesh. If he does avoid in that state, so it passes the karbon. Well, how could that be? Because esachami come and see tevul yoim in ames ani mechalel. If he's tvul yoim from a mace, which is a much higher level of tumah than sheretz, if he does avoid in that state, he wouldn't be mechal the karbon, as we had just said before, like kol shekain tvul yoim in asheretz. Shouldn't we say for sure that if he's tvul yoim in asheretz, which is a lower level of tumah, of course the karbon shouldn't be pasul? So according to Duray Mai, that again, if a kohen does avoida when he's tamei tumah's mace, the karbon's not pasul, and it's only with tumah ziva and saras that it's pasul, then how do you explain mechusar kapara and tvul yoim of the Mishnah? So we have two answers. Amar Shmuel Bar Yudan explains magai zavin. It's referring to somebody who touched his zav, namely when Mishnah says that if a kohen who's a tvul yoim did avoida, that's possible. It's not referring to tvul yoim of mace or tvul yoim of sheretz. It's referring to tvul yoim of magai zavin, namely that this kohen touched somebody who's a zav. That's a very low level of tumah. He went to the mikvah that day, but he's still a tvul yoim. He's not allowed to do avoida, and if he does, it passels it. Now, another answer, Rabbanan Kesaron, Psaron Kul b'zav. Rabbanan Kesaron explained that the whole Mishnah is referring to zav, meaning when we say tamei tvul yoim and mechusar kippurim, it's all referring to cases of a zav, namely when it says tvul yoim shara achas, that's referring to a zav who saw only one re'iyah. We know that a zav is a person who had some sort of emission come from their body, and there's a difference between one re'iyah, two re'iyahs, or three re'iyahs. So when a zav is raw, one re'iyah, he's a low level of tumah. All he has to do is go to the mikvah and wait for harav shemesh, wait for nightfall. So when the kohen went to the mikvah, but he's still a tvul yaim, so that's what Mishnah is referring to when it says tvul yaim. And tamei, take out the word mace, shara shtayim. When it says tamei, that's referring to a zav who saw two re'iyahs. That's a much more chumra level of tumah. He's actually tamei for 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring a karbon. And then when the Mishnah says mechusar kippurim, shara shalosh, that's referring to a zav who had three re'iyahs, and he's so tamei, he's not only tamei for 7 days, but he also has to bring a karbon, and therefore it's these three stages of zav that the Mishnah is referring to. So here also is a great explanation for Duray Mai, that the Mishnah could be referring to zav and doesn't have to be referring to tumas meis. Now we just clarify the first explanation. Al datin de Duray Mai, maga zav kezav. According to Duray Mai, in the way Reb Shmuel Bar Yudan explained, that we're referring to magai zavin, where the kain had touched a zav. Are we really saying in Shitas Duray Mai that touching a zav is the same level of a zav, and when the kain does avoid it in this state, he passes? cancels it, and the answer is Nishmina Adal. Let's learn from the following. Don't remember Blazer B'Shem Rabishaya. Blazer says B'Shem Rabishaya. The pasuk regarding the tzitz being meratzah tells us V'nasa Aaron Savayna Kadashim, and Aaron shall elevate, or he should bring about a kapara for the sin of the kadashim. What do we learn from here? We had this previously as well. Avayin hakravim, loy avayin hamakrivin. The tzitz is meratzah only for the sin of the kravim, that which is brought, such as the blood becoming tame, but not for the sin of the ones doing the avayda, namely the kaihanim. Now the question is mahu avayin hakravin. According to Jeremiah, what sin of the kravim is being matered by the tzitz, that the corresponding thing by a kayin is not matered by the tzitz. It can't be referring to Thomas Mace, namely that when the dam becomes Tommy Thomas Mace, that is research tzitz, because we know that during my hold, that even if the kayin himself is Thomas Mace, the carbon is still valid. So obviously that can't be what the pasuk is referring to. It must be that we're talking about Zav. However, continues the Gemara, dam Zav, can the blood itself become Tommy Thomas Zav? Lie, no. It must be that Maga Zav, we're talking about where it was touched by a Zav, namely the blood of the carbon was touched by a Zav, and over there is Ritzoy Tzitz, and Ulchavasav, and a Makrivim, the corresponding case to the Makrivim, to the Kaihanim, that if they have this same Toma, there's no Ritzoy, that must be Magazov, that if the Kain had touched a Zav, and he did Avoida in this state, then he passels it, and there's no Ritzoy. And so in short, the answer is that yes, Magazov by a Kain is the same thing as Zav. And we just have one more thing we learn from here, Hadamar, this also tells us, Hoyhat Sibur Magazon, Magazavais, if the majority of the Tzibur had touched Zavim or Zavais, and they were Tom because of that, ain't on Oisin Betoma, they do not bring the Karban Pesach in the state of this Toma. We have mentioned this earlier as well, that Toma Zav is something excluded from being able to do the Karban Pesach Betoma, and over here we're learning that even Magai Zavin or Magai Zavas, if the majority of Am Yisrael had touched a Zav or Zava, this is a situation where we're not going to be bringing the Karban Pesach Betoma. And on Halacha Ches, the Mishnah tells us, Nitma Shalom Erubai, if the entirety or the majority of the Karban Pesach came Tome, Sarfan Asay Lifnea Bira Me'atza Me'aracha, one has to burn it in front of the Bira, which at the end of the Gemara we're going to explain what that is, Machlokes, using the Atzam Aracha, meaning the wood that's designated for the Mizbeach, one uses this wood and burns it in this place. However, Nitma Mi'utai V'Hanoisar, if only a Miyat, a minority, a little part of the Karban Pesach came Tame, and Noisar, that's whatever's left over and wasn't eaten Lel Pesach, Sarfan Oisar V'Chatzer Sin, Oil Gagusin, Ma'ate Atzman, then these people burn it individually in their own Chatzers or on their roofs, using their own wood, they're not allowed to use the Atzam Aracha. However, Hatzei Kanin, stingy people, miserly people, Sarfan Oisar V'Nei Abir, B'Shvil Eharnes, Ma'atzam Aracha, this is a permission specifically for Tzei Kanin, for miserly people, stingy people who don't want to use their own wood, so they can burn it Lefnei Abira using the Atzam Aracha. And first thing more explains, Rav Chaim Bar Ukva says, B'Shem B'Yisim Chanina, why is it that when it's Nitma Shalom Erubai, it has to be burned Lefnei Abira Me'atzam Aracha, and the person can't just burn it in his own courtyard using his own wood? That's because, Kedei Lefar Samoy Le'idia Shekilkabai, in order to publicize that this fellow was Makalka with the Karban Pesach, he wasn't careful, he didn't watch out and make sure that it stayed pure and tahor so that he could eat it. He wasn't careful with it, so therefore he has to go with this whole embarrassing thing that he has to go to Lefnei Habira and burn it using the Atzam Aracha so everyone knows that he wasn't careful. Now I'll tell you, Omar, the person said, Hareini Sarf Lefnei Habira, I'm going to burn it in front of the Bira, Me'ate Atzmai, from his own wood, Ein Shem, we don't listen to him. And Lloyd Tzurcha, it's not even necessary to say, skip the word Dala. Omar, let's say a person said, Hareini Sarf Halgagi, I'm going to burn it on my own roof, Me'ate Hamaracha, that's proper Girsa, using the Atzam Aracha, Kol Shekena Ein Shem, for sure we don't listen to him. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'Shem Rabbi Hila, Le'idia L'ba Achrav Shu Tzaykan. In other words, he's explaining that the reason why he can't use his own wood when he's burning Lefnei Abira is because if we do allow it, then the stingy ones won't be embarrassed to burn there because everyone's going to think that they're just using their own wood. That's why we dafka say that whoever's burning Lefnei Abira has to use Atzam Aracha, and then everyone knows that this person is stingy and that's why he's doing it. And how do we know this? You should know that b'chol atar lo tzavach letzaykan, in all other places, we don't call a person a tzaykan, stingy, a miser, v'kai atzavach letzaykan, but over here, specifically when we say a person burning his nicer or when the meat of the Karban Pesach becomes tame, that if he's using Atzam Aracha, he's called stingy, and it must be that's the only time he has his heter to be able to burn it here using this wood, as opposed to a person who's regular, he's not stingy, he doesn't mind using his own wood, then he has to burn it at home, because again, it's just explained at the bottom of Amud Aleph, we want these stingy people who are using Atzam Aracha to be embarrassed because of their stinginess, and the only reason why we're allowing them to use Atzam Aracha is because we're afraid that since they're so stingy, if we don't give them the ability to burn this meat using Atzam Aracha, then they might not burn it at all, and then we're going to run into bigger issues due to the fact that they have nicer and tamei that's not being burned. But again, the emphasis is that the only people that are allowed to use the Atzam Aracha to burn their nicer or meat that the Karban Pesach becomes tamei are the stingy people, are the tzaykanin. But now we have another question to answer. Because earlier on, in the third parak, we had learned that if a person had left Yerushalayim and he realized that he has some meat of the Karban Pesach which needs to be burned, he's allowed to burn it lefnei abira me'atzam aracha. And this fellow is not stingy, he's simply on his way out of Yerushalayim back home. So why is he allowed to use the Atzam Aracha? The answer is, Kali Kelub Achsanai, the Chomer Mekel with an Achsanai, with a guest, with a person who came from outside outside Yerushalayim. He was oil regal, came to Yerushalayim to eat his Karim Pesach, so he's on his way out. He doesn't have money, he doesn't have wood with him, he doesn't have anything, so it's a kula specifically for him, for this resident, from outside Yerushalayim to use the Hatam Erocha to burn this wood that he accidentally has with him. But for the people of Yerushalayim, the residents who live there, unless they're stingy, they're not allowed to use the Hatam Erocha. Now we finally discuss what this means. Lefnei Abira, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Migdal Haya Oimed Barabayas, there was a tower on Harabayas by Kari Bira, and it was called Bira, and that's where this meat was burned. However, Shem Lakisham Rishlakish says, Kol Harabayas Kari Bira, the entirety of Harabayas is called Bira. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Lasis Hakol Velivnois Habira Sharchinoisi, is something that was being told to Shlomo HaMelech when he was going to be building the Beis HaMikdash, and so we see this Lashon of Velivnois Habira Sharchinoisi, the Bira is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, so Lefnei Abira means in front of the Beis HaMikdash, which obviously refers to all of the Harabayas, because all of Harabayas is Lefnei Habira in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And we got Halacha test. The Mishnah says, HaPesach Sheyatza Oishinitma Yisarf Miyad. If the Karim Pesach was brought out of Yerushalayim or it became Tameh, it has to be burned right away. That's because it's a Psul HaGuf, and anytime we have Kachim, that has an inherent Psul, a Psul HaGuf, so it's burned right away. However, Nitma HaBailam Oishin Mesu, if the owners became Tameh and that's why it's not able to be eaten, or they died, and also over here it can't be eaten, then to Ubert Tzura Soi, Yetzel Beis Reifa, first we have to wait for Ubert Tzura, which we have explained previously means we have to wait till it becomes nicer. We have to wait for overnight, then it's brought Lebeis HaSreifa. Since it doesn't have an inherent psul, we're saying the Gemara, this is called a psul hamachshir, that simply has a different reason why it's not kosher to be eaten, so we have to give it a real psul haguf, namely making it nicer to Ubert Tzura Soi, and only then we can burn it. However, Rabbi Yochanan Breika argues and says, Avze Yisarf Miyad, even this Karim Pesach is burnt right away, Shein Le'echlan, because it doesn't have anyone to eat it, and so we see Rabbi Yochanan Breika holds that even though it doesn't have a psul haguf, nonetheless, it's burned right away. So the Gemara tells us, Tanya Rabbi Chiya teaches that pigol psul gufu minisarf miyad. If the carbon is pigol, that's a psul guf and it's burned right away. Pigol is when the kain doing one of avodas has in mind that he's going to do something michutz lezmanai. For example, is that he's going to do zrikas dam beyond the proper time that's allowed to be done. Basically, any thought of michutz lezmanai is a thought of pigol. That's a psul haguf and the carbon is burned right away. Whereas nitmu bailim oishemesu, if the owners of the carbon came tummy or they died, psul machshir, this is called a psul machshir. As we had said, that means that there's a different reason why the carbon's not kosher to be eaten. Nothing to do with the guf of the carbon itself, and therefore talon sura, it needs changing of its sura. We have to wait till it becomes nicer, then we burn it. And our Rabbi Yisrael says, Masis Amar Kain. This is what our Mishnah tells us, that Pesach Shiatza is Shinitma, Psul Gufu, Venisav Miyad. If the Karim Pesach is brought outside Yerushalayim or became Tamei, that's Psul Guf and is burned right away. Whereas Nitma Bailam, Oishim Mesu, if the owners became Tamei or they died, Psul Machshir, who there's Psul Machshir, Raton Surah, and it needs Ibert Surah. Now moving on to the last sheet in the Mishnah, Rav Chaim Bar Okva says, Bashim Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Rav Nechemi, Rabbi Yechim and Breika, Shneim Amru Davar Echad, Rav Nechemi, Rabbi Yechim and Breika, they both say the same thing. We have Rabbi Yechim and Breika of our Mishnah. He said that even if it's a Psul Machshir, we burn it right away. And Rav Nechemi says the same exact thing. Now, this requires a little bit of an introduction. On the 8th day of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, there was 3 Seirim that were brought. And for sure, one of them, the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, was burned instead of being eaten. And the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, asking Aaron and his 2 sons, why did they not eat it? They were supposed to eat the carbon, they shouldn't have burned it. Now, Rav Nechemi understands it's because of Aninos. What does that mean? So, Pasuk by Meiser Sheni tells us that an Einain, somebody whose close relative died that day, is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. And based on what Joshua, we learn from there to other Kachim as well, that a Kayin, when he's an Einain, is not allowed to eat Kachim. Now, since Nadav and Avihu, 2 sons of Aaron and Kayin, died that day of the Miluim, and Aaron and his other sons were Einanim, so they didn't eat from the Chatos. As that's what we pick up with and pay attention to a pretty big gears to change that we're going to have here. To Tani, we have a brasa that says, Mipnei Anina Sarfua, that this Chatos was burned because of Aninos, Vakach Nemer Ka'ela, that's what it says, Ka'ela, the Rav Nechemi, is Rav Nechemi's opinion. So automatically we see from here, the Rav Nechemi holds, when it's just a Psol HaMachshir, it's not Psol HaGuf, there's nothing wrong with the carbon itself, there's a Psol Machshir. The person who's supposed to be eating the carbon can't eat it because he's an Einain. Nonetheless, it's going to be burned right away because that's what happened. This Chatos was burned right away. Now, we're still in our Gersa change. We have to add the words in. Amru Leder Rav Nechemia. They told Rav Nechemia. This is referring to Yehuda and Rav Shimon who argue with him. Now we're back into the Gemara. Chim ibnei Anina Nisraf. Do you really think it's because of Aninos who was burned? The Vahalai Nisraf El ibnei Atoma. It was burned because of Toma. She'il ibnei Anina Nisraf. If you want to say it was burned because of Aninos, Ha'ilash Lash Don't Lisaref. All 3 Chatos that were brought that day should have been burned, but only one of them, the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, was burned. So that's question 1 on Yeruvin Mechemio. And Dover Acher, another question is, Valoi Pinchas Ayayimayin. Pinchas was a Kayin, and he was with them, and since he wasn't an immediate relative of Nadav and Avihu, he wasn't an Einain, and he was allowed to eat them, and since he didn't eat the Karbon Chatos, it must be because of Toma, and not because of Aninos. And Dover Acher, another question on your Shitur Mechemio, Valoi Mutter Loichlim Be'erev. It would have been permitted to be eaten in the evening. That's because it's din, that an Einain is not allowed to eat Kachim, is only Midirabanon, and that's only during the day of Aninos, but once it becomes nightfall, they're allowed to eat it. So it's really because of Aninos, Rav Nechemia, why do they burn it? They should have waited till the evening, and Aaron and his 2 remaining sons should have been able to eat it. So it must be, it's not because of Aninos, and this Rav machlekas over here, but again, we see clearly from here that Rabbi Nechemya holds like Rabbi Yochanan Breika that a psul machshir is going to be burned right away. But now we have to answer these questions. Number one is that al datz Rabbi Nechemya yisrei shloshtan. That's a proper girsa. According to Rabbi Nechemya, all three of them should have been burned if it's because of haninos, and that's why the chatas wasn't eaten. So why was only one of them, the sar of Rosh Chodesh, burned? All three seirim that were brought should have been burned. And the answer is samachim al Ralph on top. Sar Rabbi Nechemya shloshtan nisrefu. Rabbi Nechemya holds that yes, all three of them were burned, not just one. Now what about the second question that hoyel Pinchas loichal? Pinchas should have eaten it. As we had said, Pinchas wasn't an immediate relative of Nadav and Aviu, so he wasn't an oinin, and he should have been able to eat it. So Nechemya's answer is, v'adayin lo nismana kohen, take out the word gadol. At this point in time, Pinchas wasn't yet appointed as a kohen. Pinchas only became a kohen after he carried out his courageous act for the honor of Hashem by killing Zimri, and that happened only later, so he wasn't even a kohen yet. At the time that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make Aaron a kohen, that was only Aaron and his sons that were alive at that point in time, and subsequently from there, anyone that was born to them became a kohen. But Pinchas, who was already born prior to that, wasn't a kohen, so that's why he wasn't able to eat. And regarding the last question, Aaron should have eaten in the evening if he was an oinin. As we had said, aninus is only midrabanon, and therefore it's only relevant during the day, but at night already Aaron should have eaten it. How does Rabbi Nechemya answer that? And the answer is, Rabbi Nechemya, anina laila toira. Rabbi Nechemya holds that aninus at night is actually midaraisa, not midrabanon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with another sheet to this, just like Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan Breika, the psalm machshir gets burned right away, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.